Tishamti Asusia Viyasi, that when the horses go by these small streets, they hop around with the horses. So somehow they're pushed away in these small roads. The Rashbam says, Kishochim b'mavoyis, Shvili Kromim, when they go through the small roads of the vineyards, Lususayim, and the horses, Mishtamtin Oborchim b'yishiv, they run into the yishiv then. The kids, even though they don't have a right to do it, sometimes they run in. Yossi Davriluvia. Oh, dear, the Mishav. Yossi Davriluvia. Of Omale Rav L'Ravasi. So Rav told Ravasi, Loitidor b'mosa de loitsonif bo susia. Don't live in a city that doesn't have horses. That horses don't bark there. No, the sonif means like yawn. What do you call a horse? His noise. What?
Nee.
Yeah. Don't live in a city that doesn't have, no, that doesn't have horses. V'loinovach bo kalba. And don't live in a city that the dogs don't bark there. V'yaltod b'ir deresh mosasya. Don't live in a city if the mayor is a doctor. Before we had, don't live in a city where the mayor is a Talmud Chochem. It's the same svara. If the guy's a Talmud Chochem or is a doctor, he's busy in his work. A Talmud Chochem is busy learning. A doctor is busy taking care of patients. He has no time to take care of the city. So don't make your mayor. It's a doctor. He won't take care of the city. Don't get married to two wives. In a safta tarti, nosav tlosim. If you did marry two, marry a third one. Omalei Rav Rav Kana. So Rav told Rav Kana. So Rashbam says also about having susim in the city. Rashi says, susi is good to have in the city. Mishum devin tirusa bekarta miyoyvin o meganovim. It's good to have susim there because they can protect you from the ganovim. If they come in, you'll chase after them with your horses. Same thing, dogs. If you have dogs that bark, they'll keep the ganovim out of the city. So now it's good to have these things in the city. The Rashbam says, don't marry two wives, they'll make conspiracy between the two of them against you. So the Eitzri is, marry a third one. If two of them make a conspiracy against you, the third one will tell. Alright, let's say the third one will go join them. Omalei Rav Rav Kana. Hofuch v'nevilta, go, hofuch, turn around me, work with nevelis, with corpse of animals, and don't be yosik and stam gossip. That's the worst thing, gossip. If you have nothing to do with yourself, rather than stam gossiping, it's kedai to work with nevelis, work with a corpse, with dead animals. And you're not doing an avera. But stam gossip, you say lashonara, it's not kedai. Poshid nevilta b'shuka. It's kedai also that you should do work, even if your work has to be, is to take care of also nevela. Nevela means a dead animal. Poshid me, your skin of dead animal in the shuk, the shokol agrin, they'll pay you for that work. For loy tame, and don't say, kahana no, my name is kahana, I'm a kain. The gavra rabba no, I'm a great person. The sani be milsa, and it's not nice for me to do this work. It's not kedai. Rather than stop doing no work and let people support you, it's kedai, you should do some work. Rashbam, poshit nevilta b'shuka, means poshit oira b'schar, go skin an animal to get paid for that, rather than not having any money at all. Salko le'igro, go up to the roof. Shiruscha b'hadoch. If somebody's traveling even up to his roof, he should take food with him. So the Rashbam says it means that kishateitza derech, when somebody goes on a road, afilu b'makom kor, even if it's a nearby place, there's an asechimach, always make sure you have food with you. Like you're not sure where you'll end up, if you have food there or not, take some food with you. Even if you could buy 100 pumpkins in the city, Bezuzah, for $1, in other words, it's very cheap, they have a lot of pumpkins there, still keep them with you. Let's always make sure at all times you have food with you. Shouldn't get stuck without food. Omalei Rav L'chia Brei. Rav told his son Chia, Loitishti Sama. Don't get used to drinking medicine or drugs, Pashtuna means. Shlam says, because you become addicted to it. Altishta samzot mefneshenik for him. Vestas, you become ruggle in it. V'yelibcha sholcha, and your heart will always want to take these drugs, and you lose your money, so it's no good. He says, afilu l'refuah l'tishti nefshel refuah zacheris. It's not because I take drugs even for a fool if you can do something else, but maybe you get addicted to it. V'loy tishvar nigro. You don't take big steps. because that's bad for the eyesight. For like teka kicha, don't take a tooth out. Don't let him pull a tooth out. It's Rashi Shein Mamish or Mishum Choyli Shesayfer Tifer. Even if it's sick, because it'll heal up by itself. For like tinak, for like tikane bichiura. Don't have to, don't be mekanamis, don't be jealous of a snake. And don't be jealous of a goy, a shiksa. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel, three people ain't meskanoim him, don't be jealous of them. Vielohain, Nochri Kotin, a young, a small goy. Vanochish Kotin, a small snake. Vetalmud Kotin, a small cog, a small talmud. My timer, why not? Why are these three things special? The Machusayu, Achuri Yudnayu. Because the malchus is behind their ears. In other words, the Rashbam says, "Kleima, asidin legodol." These three people eventually grow up. V'tagdale moser nikma mimoch. They'll take nekama from you. Now they'll know that you were nice to them. Now they'll take nekama. They'll take revenge from you later. Therefore, Talmud Katan, don't be mekana. Don't be jealous of. See, the Rashbam speaks out that Jewish Gemara says a person is never mekana his own Talmud. No matter how great your Talmud is, you never mekana. You don't feel bid. It's your Talmud. So Mashiach says here, it's talking about somebody else's Talmud. And if you see a small Talmud, never don't be jealous of him. Because any little thing you do wrong to him now, he'll take revenge from you later. Omale Rav le'evoy brei. Rav told his son Evoy, Tarchi b'cho b'shmaitcho. I'm learning with you a lot. I'm learning with you. V'loy mistayim osan. I see nothing goes into your head. You're not chapping. You're not getting the Gemara good. Is to'ag mircha mil b'yalma. Abazoi, I'll start teaching you mil b'yalma. I'll teach you things like derech eretz. How do you know how to go through life with? Which means he learned with him. He saw he wasn't absorbing the learning. So he taught him other things now. What did he teach him? Adchalo akrecho zavinach zavin. That means when you buy something, before you take the sand off your feet, sell it right away. In other words, do business fast. Buy and sell right away. Don't wait. When the sand is still on your feet, sell what you have. They'll have money to buy new stuff and sell it again. That's the way you do business. Hey, it's buy and sell fast. Anything that you sold, maybe you could feel bad while you sold it. Excluding wine. If you sold it, be happy, never feel bad. Shbam says, why? Because wine could spoil fast on you. So if you didn't sell it, you should know maybe it would have spoiled by you. So be happy that you sold it. Shori kisicha, untie your case, untie your wallet, psach shekecha, and open up your sack. Says Rashbam, it means, shori kisicha, psach shekecha, kibul hamoyet chila, first make sure you have money. The put it into your wallet, and then open up the barrel, whatever you're selling, give it to lokeich. But first make sure you have money, and then you start selling things. It's kedai to get a kab, a smaller measurement, ma'arya, from the ground, rather than to get a bigger measurement, the kura, me'igra, from the roof. In other words, it's better to get something easy than get something hard. Rashbam means mutar shielach lemakom korbes, rather to go a close place lishtaka davamur, to make a little profit milishtaker habiv makom rochid, and have to go far away even though there you make more profit. It's better to be closer to home. Tamra bicha luscha lebei sudna royit. Tamra luscha Rashbam im yesh tomorrow b'yais the kli, if you have dates. If you have figs in this kli, shenaisna bot tamarim, the kli that they put, these are figs. Mar lasas mem shecher, make beer out of it fast. Shem tamtam, if you wait, toichlo ben kach tafsin. If you wait, you'll eat them a little bit, and in the meantime, you'll eat up, they'll all be ruined, the figs, and you won't have your beer. V'yad kama till how long? Right. Yaviat levei sudna right means run to the press where you make your beer. V'yad kam amarova atlosa so. Run to atlosa so. That's how much you should, that's how fast you should run to get there. Atlosa so. Omarav papa. E loy der amoye shichro, if not that I made beer, loy yath yasser, I wouldn't have become rich. Famous Rav Papa was a rich man, and he made his money from selling beer. Ikadi amri some say, Omarav chizav chizda said, Eloy deramoy shichra, if not that I made beer, lo yasser, I want to become rich. Marmai sudna, what does it mean like to take your figs to the sudna? Pasha means the place where you make the beer. Omer Rav Chisda means soid no, it's a nice soid we're telling you, a nice secret we're telling you. Ogmilas chasodim. So the Rashbam, my sudna, loma nikro oises cha sudna. Why do we call people that make beer with the name sudna? What does sudna got to do with beer? It means, sudna means soid no, means eitza toiva, good advice. He, shrei misashrin emenu, because you become rich from it. It's quite a good make good profit with beer. Ogmilas chasodim. Also, yochol oses emen laniyim. You could also do mitzvahs with beer. You could give it to the poor people. Lasses men stoko. Vechesed shrei ein bo karen godel. It doesn't cost that much to give away a glass of beer. So beer, you make a lot of profit, and also you give away to the niyim, you could do gemil chasodim with it. So that's why it's called sudna, means soidna. It's a nice thing. Amar Rav Papa. Kol agav gevia boi. Rishbam, kol agav gevia boi, kol dover. Shetzorach lichtav shtar. Anytime you have to write down a shtar, document, is olav kagoyin milva. If I'm lending you money, we want to have a document about it. The yamona, or else I'm lending you money, but with a document, is gevia boi. You have to collect that money. Klaimer. Adayin utzorach ligvois v'yesh patarich. It's not so poshut. Since they wrote a shtar, you have to know you're going to have to collect, and maybe he's going to say he doesn't have the money, it's a little bother involved. It's called agav gevia, anything writes a shtar, boy, you're going to have to collect it yet. It'll be hard to collect it. Kol ashroi, anytime you give something on the credit, sofik osi sofik lo yosi, it's doubtful if you get the money back or not. In other words, told them, don't sell things on credit so much. Udiyosi mois rois. And even if they, when they do give you the money, rois ninu. I'm all to give you bad money. Trash the pearl in LA, zuzi zuzi. He'll pay you up penny by penny. He won't give you the money all at one time. So kids, it's bad to do business this way. Gimel dvarim omri Rabbi Yechonim mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Three things Rabbi Yechonim said over the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Kishata yaitzel mechama. When you go to have mechama, al teitziv rishayna. Don't be the first one out in the war. Al teitziv achrayna. Go out the last one. Be the last one out. Kidei shetikonis rishayna. When you run back home, you'll be the first one to get home. Rashi Imtonis. If you're going to have to run away from the enemies, you'll be the first one to run. V'yasei Shabbat Chochol, v'yatisarach lebriyas, like we had before. If a person is poor and doesn't have money, he has a right not to take stock, not to take money from other people, and just manage whatever he has. He doesn't have money to buy food to cover Shabbos. There's such a heter like that. We spoke about yesterday. That's what the Kiva's Chiddush. If a person is at that madrega, that he has no money, and he doesn't take from other people, that's a good meat like that. And then, you don't have food for Shabbos, you're allowed to make Shabbat Chol, not have a good Suda, because you don't have money. We spoke out, but people that do go around collecting money for Tzedakah, then they have a Chiv to make sure they have money for Shabbos. Or else, who are then people that do make a living? Just right now, he has no money. So usually what you do then is you borrow money because you know you'll have money later to pay back. So that's the way you always are when you're low. You borrow money, then avad for Shabbos, you have to borrow money to have a suda Shabbos. Just if the person is a person that doesn't have any money, and that's the way he lives the whole time, he has the right to say Shabbat Chochol, make your Shabbos like Chochol, be at the circle of breeze. You don't have to come on to the other people. If you see someone has a good mazel, everything is going good for him, chop around and do business with him. Either buy from him, sell from him, or else be a shutter, what we had before. Be a partner with him. Omar. My Rebbe. I'm not sure. The Shloisha Dvorim. Stop now. You don't go see. Shloisha Dvorim, Om Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Mishum Anshei Yerushalayim. Yeshua ben Levi said over three things in the name of Anshei Yerushalayim. Al Tarbe Bignus. Some agurus begagois. Don't be allowed on top of the roof. Mishumaisa Shoya. Because of the Maisa with Dovra Melech. So he says, Rashbam says, Altarbe Begnus means Kleimer. Altirogo Lasses of Rechma for Hesia, Bamokam Agula. Don't always be doing things outside in the open. Mishumaisa Dehoya means. Gag, it's very good. I mean, don't be on top of the roof. But don't be openly looking around, because it'll come out to do something bad. Bitcha Bogra, if your daughter becomes a Bageris, when she comes 12 and a half years old, in Shikra Avdech, and you had Avodim in your house until then, free your slaves, Vetain law, and give them to her. Since they were grown up together, they'll have a big type for him, so they're going to have his nus with her anyway. So you might as well be Meshachi Ravodim first, and let them get married, Beheter. And watch out for your wife, Mechos Norishan, from your first son-in-law. When you marry off your first daughter, watch out how your wife is going to act with your first son-in-law. My timer, why, what's wrong? One swore she's going to want to be with him. So watch out, your wife wouldn't want to go after your first son-in-law. Because your wife is not going to like the way you're spending money on your son-in-law. She'll get jealous, she wants the money for herself. That's the shvigeistus. So you have to watch out for your wife when you have your first son-in-law. Yeah. Mishum mamin. And Gemara, ho v'yovis nayo. Both things are true. The wife has a little bit tainas on the first son-in-law. Omer Reb Yechanan, shloisha minoich elam habo. There are three people that are zoichet elam habo. Elohen, these are them. Hadar b'eretz Yisrael. Somebody that lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's hav elam habo for that alone. V'yamagado bonu l'tam Torah. Somebody brings up his children that they shall learn Torah, it's also your minoich, you'll inherit elam habo. V'yamavdol al hayayin b'maitzvoy shabosis. If somebody makes Havdalah on wine on Mitzvah Shabbos. So Fredrik Mar Mahi, what's so great about that? Everybody makes Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos. It means the Mishayim Mikadush Levdalta. You leave over wine from Kiddush Havdalah. Well, some learns it means if you have a small amount of wine, you don't use it up like after Kiddush and drink it in the middle of the meal. You rather leave it over till you make Havdalah on it. Like Rashbam says also, Sheyesh Loi Matya, and you have a little bit of wine left over. You don't drink it up through the meal on Shabbos, you rather leave it over for Avdolah, that's a big chus. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shloisha Machriz Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu like screaming Shemayim about them. Al Ravik Hadar B'krach, about a bachelor that lives in a city. V'yein HaChayti, doesn't do a chet. Those Machriz means David should use a big Yashikoyach, like a tremendous thing. If your pony, a bachelor, doesn't do a chet, doesn't lose nus, and he lives amongst people, that's a big thing. And if a poor person finds something that was lost and returns it to the person, doesn't keep it for himself, that's a big thing. An osher that gives stoka, and he does the betzina privately, not to tell everybody, that's also a tremendous chus. Rav Safra Rovak. Rav Safra was a bachelor. Hadar v'krach, he was living in a big city.